So look down that verse with me. Jesus is using a picture of someone trying to serve two masters. But the problem is that you can't serve two masters. No one can. Doesn't mean you can't do two things at once. We can all do two things at once. Just about. But it means you can't wholeheartedly go after two different things in your life. One will always be at the expense of the other. That's the truth. Now here's the application. What does that have to do with you and me? Well, we're all servants. Yeah, you heard me right. We're all servants. We're all servants in the sense that we serve someone or something. We all have a master. And if you're wondering who or what that master is, answer this question to yourself. What do you really want in life? Just in your head now. Answer that question to yourself. What do you really want in life? Is it whatever pleases you and makes you happy? Is it whatever makes you popular or makes you fit in with the crowd at school? Because after all, no one wants to be a loner without any friends. Is it whatever pleases your parents? Jesus says that where our treasure is, that's where our hearts are going to be. What we want, what we desire, that's what our heart wants. That's what we'll spend the most time planning for, thinking about, directing our energies towards, and ultimately we'll stop at nothing to get it. Have a look down at verse 24. Jesus says there are two masters, God and money. Now I need two volunteers for a little illustration that I hope you'll like. Well, Annie, you've already read, so Charlotte and Charlie, come to the front. Okay, Charlotte, can you hold God? You hold money. Okay, what I want you to do is, you need to walk that way, you need to walk that way. Hold on to the pacer, go. Try it again. Just need to adjust my illustration slightly. Another go. Walk that way.
Yay!
Give a round of applause so they can sit down. Illustrations always kind of work. The problem is you can't serve both because they take you in two different directions and they clash. You can't go after money and make money the most important thing at the same time as going after God and making him the most important thing. You can't do both. And just in case we're thinking money and possessions, well, that's got nothing to do with me. I don't go after those. Here are a few questions for you to think about. Think about the clothes you're wearing tonight. Where are they from? Where did you get them from? What about the mobile phone that you have? The mobile phone that you bought, the laptop, the camera, the Xbox, the PlayStation 4. Are you embarrassed when your parents pick you up from a gathering because their car is inferior to the car of your friends? Or when it comes to Christmas time, is that a time with the family or is it just a time for you to get what you want from your Christmas present list? You see, if we're honest in our culture, all of us, to some extent, serve money and possessions. Now, Jen's not here now, but if you asked her how many times I suggested to her that an iPad would just suit our house really, really well, remembering that we already have two computers, two mobile phones, a camera, a video camera, and a baby, at the end of all those possessions, you would see I need an iPad. But it's stuff that I go after. Can you see how easy it would be for us to live our lives going after money and possessions rather than serving the God who made us, who made all those things in the first place? Now, don't get me wrong, money isn't bad in itself. It's what we use it for. Do we use it to serve God or do we use it to serve ourselves? It's not wrong to be a Christian who has money. The only reason I can feed Jen and Emma is because Christians give money to the church so that I'm paid and I can put food on the table for them. So money's not bad in itself, but it's very easy to be enslaved by it. For us to do stuff with the motivation that we get paid for it. So think about some of the things that you might do for your parents. Babysit your younger brother. Mow the lawn. Help with the washing up. How often would you do those things if you weren't paid for them? It's a question to think about. See, serving money and possessions doesn't just influence those things that we do. It can influence the choices that we make about jobs and university and gap years. And for some of you, you're now switching off because I'm only 12, and that's ages away. But we all have ambitions. We all have something we want to be when we grow up. And we have some idea about how we're going to get there. We might even have mapped it out already. And we can make those decisions based on life that we want to live and the money we get, and it can have nothing to do with God and what will serve him. Might not even come into it. And to help us think about this a bit more, I'm going to ask Katie, this is where Katie comes in. Give her a little round of applause. Katie is here for lots of reasons, and it's not the only time that she can come. So we'll reiterate that to you masses. Katie is having a gap year, which means a year before doing something else, just in case you're like, what a gap year is. And, because you might not know. And we're going to ask a few questions about what motivated her to get it. But none of you necessarily know Katie, so I thought to help us, we would give her some in-depth questions to get to know her, okay? And they are these. So, the first is, would you rather have a talking cat or a talking dog? These are going to help us to really get to what Katie's like.
Oh, I like dogs better, but I think cats would have more interesting things to say.
Wow.
So I think cats.
So dogs are dull, is what they're saying.
No, I like dogs, but I think they have less. They have less things.
A less range of conversation.
I think so. Okay, I don't know why I think that.
Fine, that's okay. Maybe we could ask Katie these at the end. Would you rather wear the same clothes every day or never wear the same clothes twice?
Are the clothes paid for if I go for the second one?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, the second one.
As we're making this up.
Okay, fine, yeah. Alright, it gets a little bit more morbid now. Would you rather freeze to death or starve to death?
Oh, freeze, definitely.
Why would you rather freeze?
Who would choose starve?
Yeah.
Freeze is like...
Something doesn't like the cold?
You just sort of drift off. Starving okay. For days.
Okay, we go from... Fine. We go from death to washing. Would you never take a hot shower again?
Ooh.
Or would you rather never clean your teeth again?
Oh, that's
disgusting.
Possibly
never take a hot shower.
Never take a hot shower?
Take a bath.
Yeah.
Or a cold shower.
Yeah, or a cold shower.
Cold showers are... unpleasant.
They are.
Terrible.
But so would your breath be.
No,
possibly,
never take a hot shower.
Okay, fine. And the last one, this is the one I think will tell us the most about you so far. Would you rather be Ginny Weasley or Hermione Granger?
Ginny Weasley.
Oh my goodness.
Charlie,
see me at the end.
Hermione.
Is that the house of
Hermione?
What?
What
did you say?
Hermione.
Alright, fine. You know who I mean. It was an off spell check.
You just offended me deeply.
Which would I rather be, or which am I more like?
No. Good question. Would you rather be Ginny Weasley? Remember, they're both fake characters and doses.
Yes, the character.
Probably.
You'd rather be Hermione.
I know that I am Hermione.
Nice. Do you feel like they've got to make Katie more as a result of those?
Yeah!
Now, here comes some slightly more deep ones. Okay, you ready? These are to kind of help us as we've been thinking about serving God and money. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Katie, beyond those questions. A bit about your family, where you come from, all that kind of stuff.
Okay, I'm 19. I come from Wanstead, which is northeast London, so not quite Essex.
You say that like it might be a
thing. No, I go to school in Essex, or I went to school, so I just finished school. In the summer I finished A-levels in English, History and Economics. My dad is a minister of a church plant which has been going for 8 years. I have two sisters, one of whom's just started sixth form, one of whom's doing GCSEs, and my brother is 11, so he's not doing anything.
That's good. And how did you become a Christian?
So, my dad is a Christian. My dad is a minister, so he's raised in a Christian family. I can't remember a time when I didn't know, you know, God made the world and Jesus died for me and all this kind of stuff. But it's, I think probably since I was about 11, I've been working out that Christianity is something which is true, and it's not just something that my parents told me, and that I am a sinner, and I need Jesus to have died for me. I can't, this can't be something that I've sort of tagged onto, because it's my family's thing. So there's a verse in 1 Timothy, I think, where Paul says, this is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. And I think that encapsulates what I've been gradually learning up and down over the years. This is something which is true. All the evidence points to the fact that it's true, and it needs to be true for me. So I think that's important. And, you know, it's up and down, but
yeah. It goes. Great. It's a brilliant story. And what does it look like for you? We've also been talking about kind of serving God with money. What does it look like for you to serve God, especially as you've kind of come to this year?
This year. So about 18 months ago, I started thinking about uni. I wasn't sure I wanted to go. I went to quite an academic sixth form where, you know, you go to uni if you're smart. You know, that's how you get a better job and earn more money. And I wasn't 100% sure I wanted to go to uni, so it made sense to take a year out to be sure that I wanted to go. And if I took a year out, I wanted to do something which would be worthwhile with that year, and something which I could serve God with that year. So Crosslinks is a mission organisation which my church is connected to, and they send out gap year teams which go for 4 months. So I signed on to one of them, and I'm going to Thailand in January until May, and serving out there, which, you know, I have to raise money for. So I wanted to do something that was, I could serve God with this year that I have.
Yeah. And what kind of, do you know what some of the stuff you're going to be doing out in?
Yeah, so we have 2 months. I'm going with 5 girls and 2 leaders. We're going to spend 2 months in Chiang Mai, which is in the north of Thailand. There's a big university there. And there's a lady that we're going to be staying with who teaches English and is a missionary out there. So we're going to be with her, working with her church and doing things that she's involved with, and meeting the international students from Chiang Mai. And then we're going to spend 2 months in Bangkok, which is the capital of Thailand, with the international church there, doing probably children's work. There's a big refugee camp there, so we'll probably be doing outreach in a refugee camp and all sorts of different things that their church is doing there. Yeah.
It sounds like there could be some challenges as you do that. What are some of the challenges that you've kind of thought about or aware of as you come to kind of go off to Thailand?
Well, it's a long way away. I've never been to Asia before, and it's a completely different culture. So less than 1% of the people over there are evangelical Christians. The vast majority of people are Buddhist. And so over here, if you say to someone, Jesus loves you, they'll have a vague idea what you mean. They might not believe it, but out there, they might not have any idea at all what you mean. So it's completely different language, different identity people have, so that's scary. That's a challenge, being away from home for 4 months.
Yeah.
I've never been away that long.
Yeah.
From my family, my friends, that's a bit scary. Raising the money is a challenge, we're talking about money.
Yeah.
So yeah, all of these are challenges.
Yeah. And how does you being a Christian help you to overcome some of those challenges that you've talked about?
Well, the money one. God's been really good at providing work for me and provided people have given, so that's really great. I can trust that he'll take care of that part. The other stuff, it's really great to know that God is the same wherever I go. The church out there will believe essentially the exact same things with my church here and you guys believe. So that's really cool. And that's part of the reason that I want to go, to see God's work is all over the world the same, and we're all part of the same church, and it's not just in the UK or just in London. So that's really exciting, and that helps know that God is the same everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. So how can we pray for you? I mean, obviously I'll do that now, but it'd be great for us to, as we've met you and heard what you're doing, it'd be great for us to be able to pray for you in that time that you're away. So how can we best pray for you as you go off in January?
I think it would be really good that you pray that God would prepare me, because it's going to be a lot of hard stuff, hard serving to do when we go out there, and scary, you know, talking to people about the gospel from different cultures. So pray for that, that God would be preparing me and the whole team, all of us. I met them a couple of weeks ago, which was really fun for the first time. Pray that all of us would be prepared to serve and speak the gospel. I'm really excited about it. All the practicalities would go to maybe, probably there's a lot to organise before I go. So yeah, those two things. And it would be useful, I think, because it can be easy to be like, oh yeah, we'll go and serve in this other country and then go there and be like, I don't know what to do. But yeah, pray that God would use us to build his kingdom there.
Great. Pray for you in a minute. Have you guys got any questions you want to ask Katie? Wow, Charlie, straight away. Whilst Charlie's asking a question, it might be you guys have a couple. So do think about that. Go for it, Charlie.
Is it the culture in Asia where you have to like, cover your shoulders? It
won't be an issue. No. People there will dress differently. They dress okay, but that doesn't really bother us. They did talk a little bit about that, their orientation. It's just we wear t-shirts rather than team shirts. It's not really an issue. And it's not a Muslim country, so it's not in a Muslim country that might be an issue, you know. You have to properly cover everything, but it's not, so it's fine.
Good question. Anna.
How are you gonna like get over the language barrier?
We will have translators. We're all hoping to learn a bit of Thai, and one of our leaders did her gap year in Thailand and she still speaks a bit of Thai. So we're hoping to pick up a bit. When we're in Chiang Mai, the students are international students and they're there to learn English anyway, so we'll probably speak to them mostly in English. And when we're in Bangkok, we will either learn a little bit of Thai or have translators. So, yeah, it's not going to be easy. And I don't imagine that I'll become fluent Thai speaker in 4 months. No, that probably won't happen.
Good practical questions, girls. Any other questions before we pray? Because she's back for more. Go for it.
Are the women treated the same as the men in that country that go to Thailand?
I don't know, actually. I doubt they're treated exactly the same. In very few countries, women are treated exactly the same as men. But it's not, as far as I'm aware, it is not a country which is very repressive to women. Women are educated and everything, I think. I don't know much about that. You can look that up yourself.
No. But I'd imagine the fact that you're able to, you know, go out
As a team of just girls.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice to hear.
Go for Oscar.
Is it one of those countries where if like you're seen in the Bible, they're like not happy?
No, it's not. Not many people are Christians, but it is a fairly free country in terms of religion and in terms of sort of fairly democratic as well. So no, it's not like North Korea or Saudi Arabia or somewhere where you go to the Bible and get arrested. It's not like that, which is good.
You just think about the refugee camp.
Yeah.
Where are they from? Like, is that going to be...
Oh, I can't remember. Oh, my goodness. They're from one of the countries...
Near Thailand.
Which is the borders of Thailand, and I can't remember.
Like, why are they there? Like, is it because of, like, war or something?
I imagine it's mostly because of civil unrest, yeah. Because of war and fighting.
Lovely.
While I pray, Katie's not going anywhere for the next 20 minutes, so you can quiz her to your heart's content. That's what she's here for. While I pray for her, Father, thank you for the way you helped us to serve you, and thank you for Katie's example of that. Thank you for how you helped her to understand outside of her Christian family that you are true, you've come into the world to save sinners like her and like us. And thank you that you helped her to respond by wanting to serve you in this gap here. We do pray for her. She goes out to Thailand. Pray that you would equip her and prepare her for that. Thank you for how you've provided work and finances for her already. Thank you for the team that you've put together. Thank you for the gifts and expertise that you've given them, some of which they may not even know until they get out there. And I pray for their time that they would feel useful, that you would use them to share the gospel, to serve the people out there in Thailand. And I pray too that as they're doing that, undoubtedly they will be blessed too, and they will be changed. And that you would be using them as a result of those few months in Thailand to have a lifetime of service for you wherever you put them. Well, thank you for Katie being here. Thank you for that willingness to share. And we do pray you bless that team and that work for you in January. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
We should give a round of applause.